A deep rumbling interrupted their conversation, followed by the incongruous scent of crushed magnolias. A voice boomed from above.
In the name of Lord Shiva, symbol of grace and love, I think you should give her a chance.
A blur of machinery loomed over them, and Kayla dropped into a defensive crouch. Og's eyes narrowed at the sight of a large contraption descending from the sky. A huge creature straddled the back of the machine. The monads faltered for the first time in their project.
Og waved for their attention.
This is one of Jesus' angels, sent from heaven to help us all.
They sighed in relief and continued their rock hauling.
You know I'm a Hindu, Og,
the creature said as the machine neared.
This is no joke, Ganesh,
Og shouted. The machine settled onto the ground, and Kayla blanched at the sight of the enormous, 10-foot-tall creature sitting atop it. With golden-hued skin, the head and tusks of an elephant, the body of a corpulent man, and 4 arms, it seemed like something a child might conjure in a dream. Around his neck hung a wreath of magnolias.
You're the god Ganesha, Kayla said. I've seen carvings of you on the carts of the Hindu traders in Potemia.
The giant rotated the grip on the right handlebar, and the great machine gave a final rumble, expelling incense-laden fumes from chrome pipes that twisted like horns. Then the engine went silent. Ganesh swung his silk-swathed legs off his machine and placed his hands palm to palm in front of his chest and enormous stomach. The Hindu god bowed.
Namaste. I'm honored that you recognize me, my dear.